At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Happy New Year, happy holidays, everybody. Today we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had this last year around the case against Brian Koberger.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are about to go to the courtroom to listen to the arraignment of Brian Koberger on those 4 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of burglary, and we'll discuss what we saw on the back end. This is the courtroom audio from today, the 22nd of May, 2023.
All rise. Thank you very much. Please be seated. Good morning, everybody. We have some people on Zoom here, too, so. Okay, let's get on the record, please. Thank you. Okay, we are now on record in State of Idaho versus Brian C. Koberger, CR 29222803. Mr. Koberger is in the courtroom along with his attorney, Ms. Taylor. I believe also part of the team is Jay Longston and Elisa Massa, who is participating by Zoom. The state is represented by Mr. Thompson, Waycock County Prosecutor's Office, or Prosecuting Attorney. Ms. Jennings is of that office too, Waycock County Prosecutor's Office. Also part of that team is Ingrid Beatty and Jeff Nye, both from the Idaho Attorney General's Office. I'm John Judge. If you don't know me, I'm a Waycock County District Judge, and I'll be presiding over this case. So, Mr. Koberger, you've already heard a lot of what I'm going to tell you at your initial appearance, but I'll repeat it to you because it's important, and I want to remind you of these issues. So I'll briefly cover your rights, the charges against you, and the maximum penalties if you are found guilty or if you plead guilty. So I'm going to start with the rights. You have a constitutional right to have an attorney represent you throughout these proceedings. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, then one is appointed at public expense. Ms. Taylor and her team have already been appointed, so that's taken care of. You have a right to a speedy and public jury trial, where the state would be required to prove every element of each charge against you beyond a reasonable doubt. At that trial, you would have the right to cross-examine the witnesses called against you. That means to see, hear, and question them. to call witnesses to testify for you, and if you choose to testify in your own defense. But you're not required to testify because you also have the right of silence. That right is protected under the Idaho and federal constitutions, so you can remain silent throughout these court proceedings, and that can't be held against you. What you do need to remember, though, is that anything you do say, other than to your lawyers, could be used against you in a later court proceeding. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. You also have a right to appeal any final decision of the court. In order to exercise that right, you need to file a notice of appeal within 42 days of that final decision, or that right is waived. Also, if you are not a United States citizen, any finding of guilt in this state could have adverse consequences to your legal status. You understand these rights?
Yes.
Any questions about the rights?
No.
All right. So, let's go to the indictment. You have a copy of the indictment in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you see in the hit heading, your name there, is that your correctly spelled complete name?
Yes, it is.
Is that the correct birth date underneath your name?
Yes.
Are those the correct last four digits of your Social Security number?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to read you the charges on the indictment, starting with count one. Burglary, that is a felony under Idaho Code section 18-1401 and 1403. This alleges that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Latah County, State of Idaho, did unlawfully enter a residence located at 1122 King Road, Moscow, with the intent to commit the felony crime of murder. Count two. Murder in the first degree. That is a felony under Idaho Code section 18-4001, 4002, 4003, and 4004. This alleges that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Latah County, State of Idaho, did willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and with malice aforethought, kill and murder Madison Mogan, a human being, by stabbing Madison Mogan, from which she died. Count three, murder in the first degree, a felony under Idaho Code section 18-4001, 4002, 4003, and 4004. This alleges that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Latah County, State of Idaho, did willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and with malice aforethought, kill and murder Kayla Gonsalves, a human being, by stabbing Kayla Gonsalves, from which she died. Count four, murder in the first degree. That's a felony under Idaho Code section 18-4001, 4002, 4003, and 4004. Alleging that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Latah County, State of Idaho, did willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and with malice aforethought, kill and murder Zaina Kernodle. Excuse me. This is hard. I'm sorry. Zaina Kernodle, a human being, by stabbing Zaina Kernodle, from which she died. Count five, murder in the first degree. This is a felony under Idaho Code section 18-4001, 4002, 4003, and 4004. This alleges that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Latah County, State of Idaho, did willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation, and with malice aforethought, kill and murder Ethan Chapin, a human being, by stabbing Ethan Chapin, from which he died. So was signed on May 16, 2023 by the presiding grand jury. So now I'm going to go to the maximum penalties of each charge, starting with count one, burglary, minimum 1 year, up to 10 years in imprisonment, fine of up to $50,000 or both fine and imprisonment, restitution for the victim's economic losses resulting from the crime. For counts 2, 3, 4, and 5, murder in the first degree, maximum penalties, life in prison, or the death penalty. Fine of up to $50,000, or both fine and life in prison or the death penalty. Restitution for the victim's economic losses resulting from the crime. Also, additional fine of up to $5,000 to be paid directly to the victim's families. If you are found guilty or plead guilty on each charge, and the maximum sentences are imposed consecutively, that means one right after the other, you could be facing 10 years in prison, followed by 4 consecutive life sentences or death penalties, fines of up to $200,000 and $20,000 to be paid directly to the families with any restitution resulting from the crimes. Okay. Mr. Koberger, do you understand the charge in count one? Burglary?
Yes.
Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Do you understand the charge in count two, murder in the first degree?
Yes.
Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Do you understand the charge in count three, murder in the first degree?
Yes.
Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Do you understand the charge in count four, murder in the first degree?
Yes.
Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Do you understand the charge in count five, murder in the first degree? Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Taylor, is Mr. Koberger prepared to plead to these charges?
Your Honor, we will be standing silent.
Because Mr. Koberger is standing silent, I'm going to enter not guilty pleas on each charge, counts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now at this juncture, the state has 60 days to give notice of intention to seek the death penalty, and Mr. Koberger has a constitutional and statutory right to a speedy trial. So let's start with you, Ms. Taylor, and then Mr. Thompson to discuss some schedule.
Your Honor, we'd ask the court to set this trial at the very outside of the speedy trial right. We're not prepared to do anything but ask the court to do that today.
Okay. Count it out, and that will be.
I have not counted it out, Your Honor, but I believe it would be about November 22nd, and so maybe November 20th. So I'd ask the court to set it for an October trial date.
How long do you think it will take to try the case?
My best guess is it would take at least 4 weeks, maybe 6.
So you'd like me to set this for a 6-week trial?
At this point, I would not.
Well, and in order to do so, I will have to get rid of some of the other jury trials I have, but this is more critical. So, Mr. Thompson, what's your...
Those trial dates are workable for the state judge.
Okay, thank you. Okay. about October 2nd, starting.
Yes, sir.
Okay, for 6 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Anything else we need to address today, Ms. Taylor?
Not with regards to the trial setting.
Nothing to say at this time, y'all.
All right. So, with that, by the way, I do want to let everybody know, if they don't already know this, that once the grand jury issued the indictment, the preliminary hearing scheduled to start on June 26th was no longer needed and was vacated. So some people are confused about that. So I thank counsel and I and the media and the public for your attention and respect. So we are adjourned. Thank you.
That is the audio from the arraignment of Brian Koberger. He was wearing an orange jumpsuit, was very stoic, if you will, in his presence as he recognized to the judge that he understood the charges against him. What should be noted is that he did not make a plea. They stood silent. As his attorney, Ann Taylor, said, "Judge, we will be standing silent." What does all of that mean? That is a good question, exactly, as to what the repercussions to that could be. The judge putting in a not guilty plea when standing silent. It may be an opportunity at some point for him down the road. They have 60 days now to decide whether or not this will be a capital murder case or not, to possibly plea something with that. There's a lot of speculation as to where that could go, why that action took place today in court, but we'll just have to wait to see exactly how that all plays out. The trial date is set for October 2nd of 2023, and of course, we will have complete coverage of that for you right here, including coverage leading up, conversations, and much more. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our continuous coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.